On Purdue University Week, studying abroad can help broaden a student's mind. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Mary Pallote, associate professor of engineering practice at Purdue University, explores how problem-solving in a different culture can help students apply what they've learned to their studies.
In the profession of engineering, intellectual curiosity feeds the drive for exploration and to innovate to make things better for those that follow us in the world. Students enter college with this robust thirst for information, and as engineering educators, our role is to nurture and mirror that curiosity, as well as direct students in tools, practices, and mindsets that will put their curiosity to work in productive ways. Engineering education research has demonstrated that students who are actively engaged in their own learning retain information better and persist in achieving their academic goals. Providing students with settings that offer authentic, professional contexts, including experimentation and creative design, encourages the development of productive habits for budding engineers. Best practices such as close examination, thoughtful question asking, and reflection. That's why study abroad programs that commingle technical, professional, and cultural elements are different from more typical tourist-oriented programs. Studies are demonstrating that the newer model of applied programs create opportunities for students to practice the profession of engineering. Students that sign on for study abroad begin with simple curiosity about another country, but when they have to problem solve amidst the many differences they encounter, they begin to appreciate how engineering can help them manage uncommon, unpredictable, or even uncontrollable situations. Our data suggests this new type of cross-cultural engineering fieldwork helps students build skills including intellectual curiosity, which are essential for their professional development and long-term career success.
That was Mary Pallote of Purdue University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.